Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Last week we ended with Madeline stumbling off drunk, talking about
God.
She had to go make out with Randall off screen, off camera. So we're back after the girls' night and the guys' night. Ray returns to Jake, and they're kikiing, recapping their nights. Jake is sharing how Kobe and Zay got into it. She tells Jake about Zay cuddling with Shanique and getting a boner. Very laughy about it. Ray seems very unbothered. I don't think she gives a shit what Zay is up to, because she is in love with Jake.
I think she, because of her just non-emotionalism too, she's like blocked off so much, like you can't even tell if she's mad or not.
yeah that's true. She always kind of seems just very like neutrally happy, but you don't know what is, you know, where she's actually at. That's true. But yeah, she tells Jake how, you know, Madeline told me that she doesn't think I should be with Zay and that I should be with you.
Which is a setup.
She's very happy. Which is a setup. And she's so happy to hear that. And then, Jay kind of shares, you know, Zay really loves you, but I don't think he's good for you. I really like you. And then he literally said, I'd love for us to go off into the sunset. But Zay really loves you. And, you know, teetering on this line, like, I know you have a boyfriend, but I'm in love with you. Let's run off together.
Yeah.
They just teeter on that.
And they like Ray, it, which is gonna get old like as soon as they leave the show, if they leave the show together.
Because that
is not gonna be there anymore. They're not gonna be on the edge of the being with another person. That thrill is gone.
Yeah, that's true. I think Ray, she kind of likes the thrill, and I think she does still kind of have some feelings for Zay, so she's
doing
that. I think Jay is mentally done with April. I think he's like done with
it. Yeah, Jake is like finished with her bullshit. Now that he spent this time with this actual living vanilla cupcake that is Ray, like he's just finished with her. She's just like too much for him.
And he needs like a smoother, calmer ride, I think. Ray saying all the things. You're perfect. You're husband material. You're baby daddy material. She just had to roll my head. Ray is such a youth.
Baby daddy material?
What, girl? That's what you want for yourself?
And, girl, that's not baby daddy material. Baby daddy material is Nick Cannon. Girl, baby daddy material is somebody who's going to pay you, bitch. That's Elon Musk. That's baby daddy material.
That's a good point. Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the hell she's saying. And then Jake drops the ultimate bomb where he flat out says, the person I want to leave here with is you.
And then they kiss very romantically.
And she was very much like, you know, I don't want to have you settle for being unhappy with April.
Oh my
God. I can't take it anymore. And then he just like pounces on her and they're just making out.
Oh God.
So their thing.
Yeah, they definitely had sex every night.
Yeah, they definitely absolutely were doing it.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say.
Nope.
Shanique and Zay.
Yeah, they have a dog. Everybody had a dog all of a sudden. They have
a dog. Yeah, suddenly there's dogs. Mad like they're dogs. Living regular life. Everybody yep. had a dog. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Very strange. So Shanique and Zay, same thing. Back from the girls' night, guys' night. Zay's telling her the Colby story and reveals that Randall kissed Madeline.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake has kissed Ray. So they're both in the scorned lover category. Yeah. Their significant other is out there in these streets. And at this point, I don't think they've kissed Shanique and Zay, right?
No. I think they just started sleeping in the same bed. I don't think they've kissed. Yeah.
They've kissed. So their significant other's out here living their best lives. And so this part was very confusing. This is another thing about this show that kind of irks me. They get into these little arguments and fights that, like, I feel like I blink and miss something, and I'm like, wait, what are they fighting about?
No,
it doesn't make sense.
I think it's about nothing.
It's about nothing. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because Zay tells her that, you know, about Jake kissing Ray, and Shanique like made a face, and Zay's like, what are you making faces of?
Yeah.
And then they just start going at it, and then they're fighting.
Going crazy. Yeah. And I was on Shanique's side too, because I was like, Zay, because he said like, you making faces and shit. Like, he said it real nasty.
Yeah.
And she can make faces. She's allowed to make a face. Like, stop it.
Right. Yeah, she can make a face.
Yeah.
Where he went wrong, because she was like, lower your tone. I don't really feel like he was yelling at her. I feel like he was talking loud, but he was yelling at her.
Right.
But he was cursing. And the curses land a little different.
They sure do. Yeah. Yes.
So that's where she was like, stop. You're not going to talk to me like this. Blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
But both of them were being stupid. This whole fight didn't make no damn sense.
No. Uh-uh. And everybody's very hyper aware they're on television as well.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to look bad.
Yeah. And they're both in their feelings, because they both just found out that their significant other is out here falling in love and making out with somebody else.
Yeah, so, true.
Yeah. So yeah, she storms off, and then, you know, they're just in a funk.
Right? Yep.
Madeline and Randall.
Oh, this was horrid. This was so desperate.
Very. Madeline is, she don't give a fuck. She came here to find a new man.
And yep. That is it. Yep.
That's literally it.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes back from her girls' night and stumbling around, talking about she wants to make out Randall and all this and that. Comes home, pounces on Randall. Randall, very hyper aware of the cameras, is literally like, the cameras.
Yes. Like, yeah.
Literally says it. So Randall, he's trying to recap the night with her, you know. I just spent night with the boys. I learned a lot of stuff. You were with the girls, learned a lot of stuff. Let's talk about it.
Let's spill the tea. Yeah.
So he spills the tea about how Colby is kissing girls, plural, which is like, this is news to me, the viewer. What?
Right. Oh my gosh.
All this off-camera stuff that we don't be knowing about.
Yeah. I don't know if they're on the cast or what. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, who? So Colby's out here kissing girls, and Madeline couldn't give two less of a shit. I mean, like, she don't give a fuck.
She wants to fuck Randall and go to bed.
That's it. That's how she wanted to end her night.
Yep.
That was her expectation for the night.
Yep.
And expectations are getting shattered. She's hearing about Colby's mess, and she does not care.
Yep.
And says it up and down. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I don't want to know these things. I just want to focus on us. I don't care about Colby. I don't care. And Randall, you could tell he's like very weirded out by this, because he's like, you should care, though. Like, why don't you care?
Yep. This was actually the moment, I think, where Randall decided he wanted nothing to do with Madeline after this.
Yeah, I think so.
Because seeing her throw Colby under the bus, not even throw Colby, push Colby off a cliff at this point. Just like, fuck it, who cares?
Yeah.
This was, I think, a real turnoff for him.
Yeah. I think he lost respect, because he's like, I came here into this process that was very difficult. I'm putting my relationship with Shanique, someone I've been with for 2 years, on the line for you, potentially.
Yeah.
You came here for not the same reasons. You came here to fuck.
Yeah.
You came here to find a new boyfriend. like, what is your objective for being here? We're not aligned on even purpose. So that's like scary to him, I'm sure. But yeah, he's like, you should care. Colby is literally out here making out with other bitches. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're going to have to go live with him next week. Don't you want to, like,
and that, talk through that? That shit hit her so hard. Mm-hmm. Her face mm-hmm. when she said that, because she was like, fuck, we're not going to be together.
No, girl, you're going back to Colby.
You are going continues. Right back to cowboy Colby, girl.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's what hit her. And she starts crying, finally, uh-huh. and leaves. Isn't that crazy? hearing about Colby making out with girls plural did nothing to her.
No,
hearing that she's gonna have to leave Randall in like 2 days,
yeah,
suddenly she's struck and it's like, fuck,
yeah,
I'm still, this is not a fantasy land, I have a real life to attend to. Oh my god. Now back with Shanique and Zay. Zay returns.
Yes.
Shanique looked like she was packing her bags to go where? I don't know.
I also wonder the same. Where are you all going?
Where are you off to? Like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
And so, Zay comes back. He apologizes. Owns up for...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Ellen and, you know, being ridiculous. And she accepts, and then they're back. But it was nice to see a little... Zay is, like, on the brink. He's interesting. He's, like, an emotional person. He can get vulnerable pretty quickly, honestly. He's not as much of a tough guy, like, hard exterior. He doesn't let himself cry, really, but he doesn't shy away from getting emotional, because even in this moment,
he got choked up.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's been a very hard week and a half. I have a lot of emotions.
Yep.
You know, I've been with you every step of the way. That's, you know, I'm taking it out on you. That's why I got like that. Which showed a lot of, like, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
I even recognize that. Like, that I'm going through a lot.
Yeah. That is a lot of emotional intelligence for someone who doesn't post their girlfriend on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't mesh. Interesting.
It doesn't mesh. Yeah. He's very self-aware. He's very self-aware of what the hell he's doing. He knows exactly, you know, not posting right.
Even worse.
which makes it worse because oh, you're God. Not tending to her and how she would feel about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, something about Ray and something about Ray doesn't pull that out of him. But for whatever reason, with Shanique, he can own up to his self, you know, own up to his ways yeah. and show his self-awareness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's like a wall up. I think there's a wall up with Ray because she has a wall up with him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, yep. yeah. But yeah, he owns up, apologizes. And very odd, though, in his confessional, he's like, you know, I'm ready for marriage. Hearing yeah. about Jake and Ray has killed me, but I do really like Shanique. So you're ready for marriage. Like, how are you suddenly
marriage to who?
Ready for marriage to who? Because you're talking about Ray still, but then also keep saying you like Shanique. And now you're ready for marriage. Like, how did we get to this? Point.
And you ain't ready for marriage, bro. Come on.
And you're not. Nothing. That's what's hard about this show is like yeah. hearing them say all of these things. Even when they say, like, a common thing you hear them say a lot is to their new partner is like, you've made me a better person. You've made me a better person.
Oh, please.
I've yeah. heard every one of them say that at this point. And it's like, what is different and better about you though? Like, what has Zay, I see definitely leaning into his emotions. I see that when he says yeah. shit, Shanique has made me a better person. I see that. But then when you say I'm ready for marriage, I don't see that.
No.
That we're not there yet, though. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you get to that, you mm-hmm. know? So, I don't know. Next, Randall and Madeline back with their mess.
Oh, God.
Now they're like having a young, drunken fight, 3 a.m. fight. I don't want to talk to you.
Those messy cameramen panned to that microwave. And it said 2 a.m. I said, oh, Lord have mercy.
It's like literally that. You like left the club and y'all are fighting. Like that the, type of
I've energy. Never actually done that before, but that sounds like the worst.
That sounds like the worst. Yeah. I've not. Yeah. But I've been with that. Friends who have.
Yeah.
Who are like in the throngs of a fight with their boyfriend as we left. And it's like, oh, God, come on, girls, get in the cab. I don't have time for this. So... So yeah, they're in a fight. She leaves to go walk the dogs. He's like chasing after her. She's like, fuck you. You know, leave me alone. Fuck you.
In the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning outside of wherever city you're at? No, bitch. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Right. And you're like clearly inebriated and you're going to go walk the dogs randomly. Like, no.
Only one of them. Because Randall had the other one. Okay.
Randall had the other.
So I don't know. Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
And really what it comes down to, Madeline, her nonsense, she tells all in the confessional, basically yeah. she wanted to, as you say, come home and fuck. She wanted yeah. no parts of this conversation. She wanted Randall to give it up, but he isn't giving it to her,
nope.
and she is tight. That's it.
Yep.
That's really it.
Yep.
She literally said, intimacy is so important to me, and Randall won't give me that.
Yeah, she says, I haven't been verbally expressive. I do it through sex. Oh, girl. Oh, Madeline,
Lord,
you got
Madeline.
Some work to do.
Do.
Ooh-wee.
But then also, the other side of me is like, she also does it. She's also like,
okay, I know,
she
she's
can
also,
do this.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But the fact that, like, marriage is part of the premise of
yeah,
this show
yeah,
makes
yeah.
her look like, oh my God, she's a child, she can't do this, like, she's yeah. not ready.
Yep.
But
yep.
if we take out the marriage part and it's just, like, a bunch of 20s, single 20s just living together.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, this is the real world, actually, is what it is.
It is. Yeah.
Very similar to real world.
Yes, very much so. Oh, my God. So, suddenly, randomly, in the middle of this entire premise of these trial marriages and the original couples not meeting together, we get Shanique having a meeting, a sit-down with Randall.
And then they have the nerve to show the restaurant because you know that restaurant, they had to pay them. Get the fuck on mm-hmm. out of here, Netflix.
What?
Oh my God. How are you all funding just the lighting on Selling Sunset and not giving us the background details of the ultimatum?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Something about ultimatum just feels yeah. rushed. It feels like a rushed yes. job.
Yes. Rush.
It feels like the producers they tried to book were busy yeah. and they just got the secondary assistants to throw the show together. Like something just feels very messy. Like
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Shanique gets to meet up with Randall And she's talking about Madeline and how he's been kissing her and thrown in his face this whole thing that Madeline brought up about them cuddling and him getting hard.
Everybody with these boners. Everybody these just boners. Calm down with the boners. Everybody relax, okay? It's fine. Everybody calm down.
I know, he's like defending himself, like, it's natural, I can't help it. Like, we like... What is this conversation?
Like, why are what? You... I think she's mad that he's even attracted to somebody like her. I think she's mad about that. You know?
I
can understand. Because she said, I saw drunk Madeline last night. So what does she be doing when y'all are at home?
Ooh.
So she is disgusted by Madeline's behavior. And she's like, you get hard with this bitch?
With that?
Yeah.
This is who you about to... replace me with, really?
Yeah,
I think that's definitely what it is.
So
Randall's trying to, like, you know, talk, he's trying to defend himself. Shanique is actively not listening to him, like turning her head, looking off into the distance, like being very what do they call it, like stonewalling him in a way.
Yes And there are some tactics that in life that you don't know how to do until you like go through multiple jobs or whatever. And passive listening is one of the things I did not learn how to do, honestly, until I worked from home. That's something that I will tell you all, as a friend of Natasha's for over 15 years, and Natasha is incredibly good at blocking out what is unnecessary and taking in what it very good what at is. Taking the meat and spitting out the bones. Very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And I was not good at it. I was taking in everything. And then when I wasn't listening, I was still doing the Shanique shit. I understand this. Because she wants her, even when he's talking, she wants to be heard. She feels like she's not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shanique girl.
Yeah, but she's missing the other edge of that is, like, I understand you want to be heard, but you got to hear the other person as well.
Right.
Like, it's not a one-way street. I get you wanting to be heard and protecting yourself in that, but he also is another human being who's talking, and you need to listen.
And you're fighting about a boner, so relax.
And this is just nonsense. Yeah. So she is stonewalling him, and he is, like, literally pointing out to her, this is exactly what I've been saying I want you to work on. This is a great opportunity for you to work on it and listen to me. And she's just like having none of it.
Yep.
And he really fucked up when he was like, no, I left Madeline by herself to talk things out with you. And she was like, oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Not talk about Madeline right now.
Right.
And how you left her to come talk to me. Nope. You got me fucked up.
Yeah. Because that's putting them on the same level. And that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels like disrespectful to her.
Very.
Yeah. They walk out together. They're arguing. She, honestly, at this point, I'm like Team Randall. Because I think Shanique is being ridiculous at this point.
I'm Team Randall by himself and Team Shanique by herself.
By herself.
Yeah.
But I see Randall's side more. And I just want Shanique to show a little bit of maturity in this moment.
And compassion.
She's not demonstrating.
I would love just compassion. A little compassion for Randall. Because he is a sweet little puppy dog.
Yeah.
He's like such a cutie.
He is. You know.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.